This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports. This isn't just sport, this is everything.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Santa, can you feel it?
Yes, I can.
You're ready for Gav?
Yes, I can.
Can you feel it? Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the show, we've got a shock claim for the future incarceration. I've got the biggest headline to hit Crime and Punishment since Dostoevsky. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Gabby Logan points out a yawning gap in the yoining.
You said yoining.
I know, I meant yawning, but I said yoining.
Uh-huh.
I like the word yoining.
Yeah.
Gabby Logan points out a yoining gap in the awards market. And the woman has an overenthusiastic maniac trying to start a stag night in his heroic little slot. I'm looking forward to see how that goes down.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Radio X.
It's the Mondayest Monday ever on record.
Yes,
I've never known such a Monday. Ever. Like, even now, I'm waiting for Little Side to do what he was told.
Monday, I don't know how much.
Thank you. I don't know how much more of a cue you need apart from me going Monday. Today was my day.
Yeah.
It was a chores day.
Was it? Okay. You had lots to do.
Yeah, it really was.
Before the show.
It was all sort of pick up cleaning, dry cleaning, do the round. So I start off. I go to my regular cleaners.
Yeah.
Two trousers of, for no reason, change colour.
Really?
No, I didn't want lime green chinos, did I?
No one makes lime
green. Hang on,
green.
Is that because they've been dyed or because they're not your trousers?
I don't know what they've done with them. They're my trousers. They've just gone lime green. And she goes, and yes, I do, you know, she's lovely. And I've been going there years.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know about you, sheesh.
She doesn't know why.
She doesn't know about you, sheesh.
Right. It's a
mystery. I've never actually asked where she's from. we don't know about you, sheesh.
Well, that's not much
help to you. I go, but
they've
gone, I said, I didn't. She goes, but they still fit.
Oh.
I go, yeah, yeah. But you could have tie-dyed them. I mean, the still fit argument.
They're not part of a suit, are they?
No, they're not. No, so I did that. I was slightly annoyed about that. And also, they said I could now have cleaning to the value of them.
Of the trousers?
Yeah, which has left me in a real dilemma, because I don't know whether to go for the sale value I bought them at or the actual value of the trouser, because they're now going to look them up.
Very good point.
Because I've been going
there
for ages, and I've just got a conscience. And, you know, you help the high street and everything. You don't want to rip people off yourself.
Just sew a Balenciaga label in there and tell her they were
nine grand. I'm not that guy. How do you know they weren't? Anyway, these are Balenciagas. They're worth £9,000. So I've toddled off on my way, and I've got to go to...
With your lime green trousers.
Right, so I've taken a suit that I wore for Vanessa's party, which got nail varnish on it somehow.
No.
And just like loads of... Because I was getting so many, like, you know, just chicks.
Gathering
around
you. But there's a lot... It's a very light suit. It's like an off stone.
Right.
And it's got just so much makeup on it. It's crazy.
Right.
Wow.
You know, the accumulator of a high, because I was meeting and greeting. So
sure,
you've got, what,
120
people turn up, of which a good 60% were really, you know, dressed to the nines ladies.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, ladies!
It's a high-risk environment.
Right,
and most
of their work seems to have gone on my suit. So they're pre-game. So I took that plus... my favourite jacket, which I bought in Barcelona, which is the most expensive item of clothing I own.
Right.
But unfortunately, a moth has attacked the sleeve.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I've got three little holes in there. So I've taken it along, and Jeeves said, yeah, it's Jeeves, who are in off Sloane Street.
Yeah.
And I know years ago, because I used to take clothes there to be cleaned and mended for my old, when I used to work in a shop, the manager used to go there. The owner used to go. He'd say, run these up to Jeeves.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know how much I paid?
Oh,
what, for
a bit of
cleaning?
And I thought they were going to be mended as well, and they weren't. In fact, they did manage to get the suit clean.
Yeah.
And the blazer was clean, but you know what? 95 quid.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
You are kidding. You expect it a bit in that bit of London,
but I really had to act like,
yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
95.
That's what I said. That's about what the suit cost.
Did they give you like a 3-course lunch as part of the deal?
No.
Right. And so are they going to now mend it?
No, they haven't mended. They said we couldn't mend that. I said, but I thought that was.
That's why I bought it.
I could have bought it at my local dry cleaners, both of them. I bought them up there because I thought they'd do that as well. Oh. So then I had to go to an invisible mender's, which I happened to...
Did you find them okay?
Which has been there for years.
Someone's not having a Monday.
Let's clap it.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Monday. I'm joined, everyone. This is 4 till 7 thing on a Monday. It's been voted the most Monday since records began of how Monday can be. So I told you I got trapped in a road.
Yeah.
That was on my way to the Invisible Menders, which Gav said I couldn't find.
Mm-hmm. But you did find.
I did find eventually because I've been walking past it for about 40 years.
Yeah.
It's the oldest Invisible. It's not the oldest Invisible Mender in London, actually. That honour goes to Marylebone High Street, which is the one the Queen uses.
Right.
Well, Queen used to use. I'm sure everyone else goes there, but they're apparently amazing at it.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I've never managed... I've never managed to find that either. anyway, so I go in there. It's going to be £80 for each moth hole.
How many holes are there?
About 7.
Oh!
That's not the cost of the jacket.
That's a write-off in terms of car insurance.
Yeah, right.
You've written your jacket off.
I've written a jacket off. The moths have written it off.
Oh, no, that's such a shame.
It's my favourite ever thing. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the... Luckily, if they shorten the sleeve slightly, it takes care of 2 of them.
Okay.
And that's quite all right, actually.
That's not bad,
Because I was saying it is still a bit light. I don't mind a bit of cuff there.
Right.
You know, as Joe Pesci says, then you shoot the cuff. Shoot the cuff.
Yeah, you see the shot.
If I'm going to shoot the cuff, show off a bit of watch.
Nice.
Although not advised in South London, that's kind of fine. But it's just everything went wrong. Every road I went down was closed. All my favourite parking spaces on my usual Monday round were gone.
Dead ends of all kinds.
Dead ends.
At every option.
Dead ends.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds horrible.
Picked up a parking ticket while getting my Monday juice.
No.
Which I didn't even really want by that time. My heart wasn't in it.
Oh, you got parking tickets on top of my...
I went to pick up chicken stew from my favourite deli.
Yeah.
We're not doing it this week. It's not. No one really wants it in the winter.
What?
In the summer. I'm like, summer? Summer? 83936. Why has it been the most Monday you've ever Mondayed?
Interesting challenges today you've had.
Yeah, Gav, you had a train.
I did, yeah. I left my house to get my ticket and get on the train. And I got rained on while I found out the train wasn't running.
Nice. I turned 40 today, says a caller. Beat that for a Monday.
That's strong.
Hi, Johnny. My Monday consisted of me having to pick a new food waste bin up. Very Monday behaviour, Kate from Brentwood. That's just such a, you know what
very
I mean?
Very Monday.
What's
yeah.
in it? What's really in it for yeah. anyone there?
I know. No winner there.
It's lose-lose, isn't it?
What
are you seeing there, Sons?
Rich from Faversham says, my most Monday is after a rubbish day at work. Someone's now driven into the side of my van on the motorway and driven off.
Oh.
Well, I hope you're okay, Rich.
Keywords there, rubbish, van,
motorway,
driven off, crash.
Yeah. That's not good.
Sorry, and Faversham.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm only kidding. What do you got there, Gaff?
No name on this. It just says, hi, TJ, my most Monday ever. Took my 2-year-old swimming. He was asleep, so I thought I'd let him sleep. I got in the queue for the swimming baths. Person in front got in. Sorry, we're full. Went to the British Ironworks instead to get him an ice cream as he was devastated. Closed on Mondays.
Oh.
Went to McDonald's. Ice cream machine broken. Just went home and made toast.
Oh.
That's very Monday. That's incredibly
that's
Monday.
That's really Monday.
Yeah.
Swimming pools are just dreadful.
They're horrible.
They're just so horrible.
They're
not
hot.
Even good when you're in. It's not even like you're going to dive in, so it's really refreshing. Yeah. Sometimes the water's so warm, you're not even aware you're in water. It's
like
thicker air. Do you know what I mean?
Thicker, bleachy air.
You're right. It's thicker air with chlorine. Yeah, right, yeah. Who's chlorinated this thick air? I think you can appreciate why my Monday has been the most Monday ever. So there's the first day of my chicken broccoli diet.
Happy Christ Monday.
It's been the worst Monday ever. Cleaned the car earlier, straight afterwards. Burned the size of King Kong poos on it.
300-mile drive from rainy Cornwall, arrived home, penalty charge notice on my doormat.
Monday,
lovely.
Monday.
That's from Matt. Yeah.
Just been to lift a skip, the lifting arm hydraulic pipe burst, cover me head to toe with hydraulic oil.
Oh.
Great, says, but lovely, but great stuff here, yeah. This is who you want handling your skips.
Mm. Right.
Mick in Derby.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
I just spoke to Mick.
He's got it in hand.
He's making Derby. The skip's on its way. What you got there, Gav?
No name on this. Biggest Monday cock-up ever. Booked myself a hotel in Portsmouth for work with a reasonable distance from my job location. Finished for the day. Put the postcode into my sat-nav. Turns out the hotel's on the Isle of Wight.
Oh!
Had to book elsewhere at double the expense.
See what you're doing now? Yeah. You came in just right as well, so you can do it.
Yeah.
That's what's so Monday about this.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It is.
I've had a shock. Yeah. I'm really happy to get out to work today.
I bet you are. Yeah. This is like a sort of rest.
No, I left behind
from,
at home.
From the horrible Monday.
Literally a storm.
Yes. What are you... Potty training.
Potty training on a runny tummy day. Get in there. Get in there, Vanessa. Some of us have got to work.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports, the ultimate home for sports fans. And I'm what you call a sports fan, an enthusiastic devotee of sports. All sports, really, not just the beautiful game. I like the more aesthetically challenged ones as well, like rugby or boxing. Whatever the sport, the highs, the lows, the joy, the pain, the rivalry with friends and family, that sense of anticipation just before the bell, the whistle, the ladies and gentlemen. It's what brings us together as fans, what unifies us, what keeps us coming back for more. This isn't just sport, this is everything. Stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky and Virgin Media. Subscription required. Age 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
Do you know, if you get unfairly put in prison?
Yes.
Sentenced for a long time?
Yeah.
Do you know this? I'm not going to name the cases.
Go on.
But do you know, this is shocking, you then have to pay bed and board.
What?
Out of your compensation.
So you get paid.
What?
Yes.
That's.
You have to pay back.
Yes.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous. If you consider, most people would say their biggest fear is to be unfairly imprisoned.
Yeah. Right.
Or
yeah,
in prison,
yeah.
But to be locked up when you're innocent.
Yes.
Yeah, terrifying.
Oh, man.
Well, it's why lots of. Well, it was a tradition amongst detectives. If they wanted to decide whether someone was innocent or guilty, they'd just put them in police cells for the night. And if they slept, they knew they were guilty. And if they were awake, they knew they weren't. They knew they were not guilty.
Right.
Because it's the reaction of someone who's not guilty.
Who thinks they might be railroaded.
Who's just going through the nightmare, will not sleep.
Yeah.
Whereas it's a bit of relief.
Right.
To sort of...
For someone who knows they did it.
I don't know if that's true, but that used to be a rule of policing. Right, that was a real... it was a real psychology. They kept that secret for a while.
Wow.
Whoops. So, anyway...
But he didn't choose the bed and board.
He didn't choose, or she. Yeah, right. But that's people locked away 10 years. There's an example here. I'm not particularly going to it, but it's over 15 years.
Wow.
He's having to pay back out of his compensation 15 years of bed and board.
Does it say how much that is?
No, it doesn't say how much that is.
And who is it just telling him? Is it the person? Is it the government? Is it the...
Yeah, it's just... Gav, them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
So there's the first... As I say, it's the most unfair thing I think I've ever heard about.
Yeah, whoever's asking him for rent should get prosecuted.
Put it this way, it's so unfair, even number 10 are saying, hang on. And at the moment, they're not giving much away.
No.
Maybe next one you should look to, the energy firm.
Yay!
Who should they look to, Gav?
The energy firms!
Right, next up, guys. Story two, you ready?
Yep.
First phases of HS2 unachievable.
Why?
The HS2 railway to connect London with the Midlands and the north of England is unachievable.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, that's unachievable.
Do they know that? Have they been told?
No,
people
but
who are building it?
They're going to pause now. Costs have already doubled to 4.8 billion.
Yeah.
And they're looking at 100 billion to complete it. So they've already spent 4.8 billion. They're going to call it off for the moment.
Oh. Right. And it seems like a...
Yeah.
That seems like money well spent.
Seems a bit stupid now.
Seems a bit silly now, doesn't it? No, maybe it was just an election promise years ago. And lastly... Turns out the Ministry of Defence has destroyed dozens of tanks that could have been sent to support Ukraine.
What?
Can you say, though, the point is storage costs quite a lot, stuff like that.
It does,
they
yeah.
probably went through the same things. They didn't know someone else would find them handy.
Right.
Right.
That's your problem with tanks.
Right, yeah. right.
If it's anything like my storage problems.
Oh, man.
That now I've chucked away lots of things that down the line, I didn't particularly know I was going to have another kid and that, I might have kept them.
Sure.
But you just don't know, do you?
You can't tell the future.
Right, yeah. you can't.
Yeah, no. you can't.
It is
yeah.
not given to us to know the future, is it, Sons?
No, and it's a good job because we would do bad things with that knowledge.
We certainly would, Sons. Yeah. That's why you won't find a Ouija board in her house.
Radio X.
Get this. Rooks have developed a new tactic for eating crops. German farmers are really worried about this. They think it's going to cost them, I'll quote, thousands of euros! I'm joking. I'm not very good at accents. But get this.
Yeah.
They walk into a field and they push over the stalks, says Matthias Heitmeier, a district chairman of the Bavarian Farmers Federation. Then, while the grains are lying on the ground, they can comfortably eat them.
That makes sense.
The rooks are wandering up, and they're not now fluttering around and pecking them off the top.
Yeah.
They're pushing them over and then just going for a nice...
And just lying down next to them.
Literally, a smorgasbord.
Yeah, a little picnic.
Lovely.
They put a little cloth down.
Yeah, yep. Like a little...
They go to the rubbish bins, they find a little bit of cloth, a little bit of gingham. They're attracted to gingham.
They are.
They lay it down.
They are, yeah.
And they're all sitting there, just pecking
away. Very civilised.
They're all just pecking away. So far, the phenomenon has only been observed around Olching near Munich. But Mr. Heitmeier added, the birds are clever. If one of them has worked it out, the other will have ways of learning. I've added that. We'll have ways of doing it as well. Yeah, there we go. How about that, though,
amazing,
guys?
Amazing, yeah.
Amazes
they have
me.
Ways of making them squawk.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero, please. Every single day of the week, Woodman furnishes with a hero. Today, utterly no exception. Gav, you've got a stag here.
A stag, yes. The hero today, Johnny, is a man called Will Stevenson, 43-year-old car salesman from Lincoln.
Bloody Will!
So this is a story from the papers, well, from the Metro yesterday. An amazing story of Will, who attended 56 stag do's in 18 months.
Wow.
The very first one, he was just making up numbers because someone had booked something for a certain number of people. And he was like, yeah, I'll come along. He didn't know anyone, but he did that. And then he was off and running. At first, a combination of actual real friends stag do's and also tagging along to others. Because also he was making new friends at each stag do.
Right. So, and he
was in late 30s, early 40s when all the stag do's were happening.
He just sounds like you got to get Will along.
It's like the wedding crashes. It's amazing. Anyway.
But a stag night crash.
I know. Well, next came a radio. There was a sort of radio appeal where he just told them, yeah, I'm up for any stag do. Then he started getting requests from around the country and abroad as well. All of which resulted in what must be a record. 56 in 18 months. I've worked it out.
I've done quite
a lot. It's 3.1 stags a month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you count the fact that stags can be a whole weekend sometimes a whole week.
That's a real commitment.
That's a full-time professional stag you're looking
it really
at.
Is,
if you
yeah,
figure
yeah.
recovery
yeah.
time in there,
yeah.
you're going to need at least a hangover kind of
that's
day or
amazing,
two.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
I must have done about 18 in about 18 months, I would think.
During the year of
yeah,
the weddings.
Yeah, I reckon so. I did a lot. I was looking through, I found a chest, an old chest.
Yeah.
And I was going through there and I realised I had Stag Night t-shirts in there.
Stag Night t-shirts!
How many?
So many.
Did you?
Like weird ones.
Some of your names.
Yeah, I'm not going to reveal too much of that. But no, because they weren't all personalised like that. They weren't individuals.
Right.
There was about three or four individuals. A lot of them are just things like so-and-so's stag.
Yeah. yeah.
Let's throw one down for your big man.
Yeah.
And just sort of pictures of like people as babies on there.
Yeah.
Babies is very popular on a stag night t-shirt. I don't know why. But yeah.
Amazing. Well, Will himself...
Golf trophies. Just weird stuff. It's like a stag chest.
Will Stevenson, he got married himself, Johnny, and he said he's put his partying days behind him. And then he says, when I proposed to my wife Abigail, I told her I would stop doing stag do's, apart from my own, obviously. I did go on a few more, He then says in the next line,
yeah, right.
But it's not so often. That's not no the, more stag yeah, do's. Yeah, that's really quite a lot of stag do's.
I said, when I got mad, I said, no more stag nights, really.
Not so often.
Yeah.
He says, I keep in touch with more or less every friend I've made along all of them. Let's salute. Well, that's got to be a world record. 56 in 18
that's
months.
That's amazing.
Will Stevenson.
Will Stevenson. Do you know what, Gav? Will Stevenson, Johnny Warren, 47, thanks, salute you. But sometimes around weddings, people really push it. Like, I know someone who, when they were at school, they had a craze of... And he kept it up with all his mates from school. They all did it. When they didn't really mean what they were saying, they used to add a P to the end of the word.
Right.
That's a real school era.
No, it was just stupid because it meant their friends knew that they were lying, right? So they just had this stupid P to the thing or just a stupid letter.
That's
so
amazing.
So, no, I don't think I'm going to go... Eventually you're gonna go, yeah. And but
it's
when
a great
he
code.
But when he got married, he said it got to the bit where he says he said,
"What for the vows?
Yeah, for the vows." He went, "I dupe." And he got a massive laugh. He got a big laugh. So there you go.
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Guys.
Yeah.
I've read a headline that's...
Did it raise your eyebrows?
Well, I think it should be on the front page.
Yeah.
Prisons to run out of space in the next 3 years.
What?
Ooh.
Space jails.
I mean, what the hell? International space jails.
Right.
Right.
I mean, we've got that barge on the way.
Yeah, right.
That seems a bit more lo-fi,
that's
doesn't
what it?
It
says prisons to run out of space. Mm. They're running a jail out of space. That's the future. Yeah, but the thing,
it's
that
a bit
thing
Guardians
is,
of the Galaxy. You know,
they won't run out of space there.
Yeah,
and the idea as well of you don't have to worry about beds, just people floating around.
Yeah, right.
Floating dungeon.
No need for bunks.
You just push. Mm. a bit like in Deadliest Catch. That tank they put crabs in.
Would you not give them some artificial gravity?
Well, it depends on the offence.
I don't think the lads... I don't think the lads would thank you for that. But you're right, Gav, it should be dependent on the...
Right,
you know,
okay.
If someone
thinks the severity of the offence, yeah.
Certainly, if it's violent offenders, you take it, you deprive them of gravity.
Yeah, because then, there's no momentum
to 5
there,
years, no gravity.
Yeah, 5 years of no gravity. Yeah.
Floating.
And also, when they came back down to Earth, they'd be all weak.
They'd be known in the prison that's circles true. As a floater.
Yeah, floater.
Well.
Yeah. No, he's
anyone
a floater.
Who's got
he's
no
running
gravity.
On the floating wing. But also, he'd come back to Earth really weak.
Yeah.
He definitely, yeah. Go, or,
but taller.
No muscles, yeah.
Yeah, but taller.
Slightly
yeah.
taller, yeah.
But terrible muscle wastage.
That's right. No good at triathlons
no
or anything.
No quads.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
No quads at all.
At all. Really,
no.
Just
no calf, no calf muscles.
My arms feel so heavy.
So good for people who've been convicted of GBH, for example.
Right, yeah, really
like
good.
That. Yeah, yeah. Or yeah, Section 8, Section 18, or Section.
They
20.
Won't be starting any brawls anytime soon. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Mm. What about theft, Gav? We're giving them gravity.
Maybe just not for their arms.
I don't know. You see,
and if you can localise it,
a
like
special
that.
Jacket of some kind.
Interesting, if there was like a prison shop to see how shoplifters fare when there's no gravity.
Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
Can you shoplift?
Well, everything's
in a
floating.
Gravity-free environment. I just don't know. I
can't wait
shop
to find
floaters.
Out.
It just floated into my pocket.
I didn't
even know it was there. My pocket was open.
I
saw it floating near me, but it must have just somehow got. Anyway, the thing about this is it's that thing, isn't it, of the big it's big blazer theory.
What's that?
Well, big school blazer is anything you do with a bit of growing room. So when
you get bought
a huge blazer,
right.
You grow into it.
Yeah,
you know?
And we're always hearing about actual prison space
right.
being on limited.
And hopefully it's the way with the human brain, which is, you know, still like 80% unused. Hopefully that is that we will use it when we need to outsmart the AI we've created, which is incidentally, as someone pointed out today, psychopathic.
A perfect psychopath.
It's a perfect
because without empathy, all it does is make cold decisions.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. And also, everyone's saying, put it in charge. Put it in charge. That's what I want. Then I don't have to worry. Yeah, right. Then it's not my fault. I won't feel guilty. But I'm just saying, this has got real growing room.
Yeah.
Absolutely does. Also, the whole talk about the British space programme.
Right.
This sounds more believable.
Yes. It does.
If it's to do with prison budgets, absolutely, there'll be some actual movement.
Well,
there.
The watchdog has warned about this.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go to space.
Right.
And also, no fear of absconding or escape. Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Right.
I mean, think of the soap opera that it'll spawn.
Yeah, right.
A prison in space.
Amazing.
Absolutely. We'd be like Blade Runner.
It'd be fantastic, yeah.
Right, but you might get some of them coming down to Earth, which would be intriguing. But it wouldn't be like replicants. It'd be the opposite. They'd just be really weak from the gravity. So, Gav, you take away all gravity for violent
offenders. For a start. Yeah, yeah. No gravity. I think it's like the rights to wear the grav boots or whatever it is that stops you floating up.
Wow, Gav, you really thought about
behavior.
It.
Hang on, good
say,
behavior.
Wait,
you get a
good behavior, you get a pair of grav boots for the weekend.
Grav boots?
Yeah.
There's nothing cool that is there.
I don't think so.
So you're making up things
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Patent that.
Yeah.
Right.
I always like the idea of collars that do things. I always think in a sort of future world, there'll be collars that sort of...
Or a flashing light that
vibrate or suddenly
colour.
Explode if you're too far away. It's always quite futuristic, isn't it?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
It's such a victory for us at the Ramblers Association. As you know, I love... it's something I really believe in is the right to roam, provided you don't leave a mess. The fact that people own 50,000, 60,000, all these acreage. If you're walking down the edge of a field and you're not harming anything, you've got the right to go where you like.
Sure.
You know, it's not someone's back garden.
When you tell Americans about that, they literally can't believe it. You know how they worship property as
yes.
it is?
Yeah.
They can't, because they can shoot you if you're standing on their land.
Yes, yes, but they've also got...
Yeah.
Staggeringly big national parks and no hedges.
Right.
So what if you have got as private land is generally pretty fenced in anyway.
Okay,
land, they've got a lot of it.
Sure do.
We haven't in this country.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Land, they're not building any more of
which
it.
Which is why we need access.
Exactly right.
Go
so
on,
people will now have the right once more to wild camp on Dartmoor again.
Wow.
After the Court of Appeal overturned a recent ban on the practice. Dartmoor was the last place in England where the public had a right to wild camp on common land. Wild camp on common land, guys.
That's insane. It's
literally
not even
it was
private,
called common land because they're not allowed to graze anything there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that presumption ended when a wealthy landowner challenged it in the court. Alexander Darwell, a hedge fund manager, had claimed that campers were littering and holding raves. Well, I hope they continue to have fun. And
campers wild as they like.
Yeah, you camp wild, guys. Woo! No, but just tidy up after you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't ruin it for others. Leave it as you... the country has one code. Leave it as you wish to find it.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Mind you, say that to some people. And they say, well, I don't mind finding it a mess, do I?
Yeah.
You want to see mine? You want to see mine? You want to come back to mine? Get this.
Go on.
Where you wouldn't want the right to roam is in Italy at the moment.
Why?
To be specific, Carmignano di Brenta.
Okay.
Right.
Because, do you know why?
Why?
July 19th, after that weird, freakish bit of weather.
Yeah.
They had a hailstorm, yeah?
Right.
19-inch hailstone came down.
You're Whoa. Kidding.
I'm not.
19.
Sorry, 19 centimetres. 19 centimetres. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Italy broke the record for the largest hailstone in Europe twice in the course of last month's heatwave. The first 16 centimetre along its longest axis, that was found in Carmignano di Brenta. Its record stood only 5 days. Oh, actually, the record then went in Azzano Decimo, which is 90 kilometres away. How
that's
about
the 19 centimetre. Wow.
What do you do then? Does that just destroy property?
You've got to get inside. That could. That
no,
could...
it's like medieval weapon.
It really is.
That's
it's
like what
like
you said, trebuchet.
It is. Yeah.
It's like God's own trebuchet.
It is.
What you
it's
do?
Like a small shot, isn't
but it? Must
it?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not small. 19 centimetres, Cav.
Like a cannonball.
It's two-thirds of a foot.
Amazing.
Man, it's 2/3 of a foot.
Man.
The European Severe Storms Laboratory said its research showed that northern Italy had the greatest increase in the frequency of large hail than any other European region in recent decades. Climate researchers in Bologna have found a 30% rise in the number of hailstorms in Italy. So expect more of this. I expect premiums are going to go up, Gav.
Absolutely right.
So we've had right to roam, hailstones. Now, Tom Jones, mm-hmm. Kelly Jones, and he had a shock for a neighbour. He complained he was playing Tom Jones too loudly in his house.
Yes.
Neighbours come round to the house. This is revealed in Toby Tarrant's left this one from the Star. Yep. He might hope he didn't do it on his show. I missed an hour of that today.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, the Stereophonic Star had invited Sir Tom back to his flat for a few drinks. The 83-year-old legend was singing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Neighbour came round and said, can you turn Tom Jones down?
Oh. Yeah,
can you turn those...
Kelly said, I said, no, that is Tom Jones.
Yeah.
He's singing in my kitchen. The neighbour's gone. Kelly says, the neighbour goes, yeah, right. I've gone. I go, come and have a look. He said, he sees Tom in the kitchen. He goes, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Then I close the door and Tom goes, that's the problem, see, when you have a flat, there's always somebody above you who's got something to say in it.
He knows his flats, Tom,
how
doesn't he?
Yeah. Imagine how funny that is for
it's
someone.
Just going, awesome.
Could you turn that Tom Jones down? He goes, no, it is actually Tom Jones. Take him in.
Also, I love that Tom Jones just happily just does a turn.
Yes.
Right when he's visiting someone.
Nice
get
little
up and
song.
Sing a song.
Yeah, Tom Jones around your house. He starts
awesome.
Singing in your kitchen.
Brilliant.
What a prestige, turn it down. That is, you'd want them to complain to the council
definitely.
And say, my neighbour keeps bringing Tom Jones round. Yeah, right.
X. A battle has been waging on since the invention of the wheel. The battle for the front seat.
Banksy front seat!
It's that innate human desire to own the view, the space, the power. The Honda HR-V Hybrid is here to bring about peace with back seats that feel as good as the front.
I'll sit in the back.
The raised chassis and low window frames from front to back give everyone the views. The fuel tank hump is gone for more foot space and the leg room is roomy. And in terms of power, there's USB ports in the back too. So everyone's a
winner.
Honda, the power of dreams. Available on selected grades.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
We got a quest, and that quest is the quest for the world's greatest nickname, and it goes on now. So far, we've discovered Daryl. Can I just say, before I go into this strand,
yes,
beware of imitations.
Oh, yeah.
This is the original world's greatest nickname.
Of course it is.
Now, I know, you know, that's like saying we thought up nicknames, and that belongs in Bullshido. Well, it's tempting, isn't it?
Mm.
But... Lion Kev thought up the first. No. The thing is, we were the first people doing this strand because I've been listening to radio a long time and that's where it'd be. I've never heard one before.
Yeah.
And I now see it's big in Australia where they think we're not going to be listening.
Right.
But we are, yeah.
We're listening.
Don't you hate the way everyone makes out that radio is much bigger in Australia?
Oh, it's like a real big deal.
There's about 9 people living there. And that's like a city.
Oh, mate, it's massive.
Oh, mate, literally, you go to, like, Melbourne.
They're like superstars.
They're huge.
Bigger than movie stars.
You got to get to Catty and Mouth, their show in Sydney. They're getting, like, 20 million listeners. I think there's only 28 million people in Australia. Oh, you got to listen to Big Reg and Marbo. It's massive. Craig, Ronnie, you listen to Craig, Ron, Wigsy and Tugsy. It's huge.
Tugsy.
Yeah. Craig, Robbo, Wigsy and Tugsy's great big misogynist breakfast.
Lovely.
Right, okay, here you go.
Go on.
Well, anyway, that's...
We're watching them.
I tell you what they
We're
do.
Watching.
I tell you what they
We're
do.
Listening.
I tell you what they do have on there that's fantastic.
What?
They have those Aussie women who do sport there.
Right.
Who really sound like they love it.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be anything.
No.
They just sound like they really get their sport.
Sure.
Literally, it's not like, oh, God, it's not coming out of cliche. They sound like they're really sitting there giving as good as the fellas give. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Just about as passionate. Okay, guys. And I tell you who they all sound like as well.
Who?
The woman who used to do the Sheila's Wheels adverts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
With that sort of smiling, sunshine voice. Which, of course, we don't have here, do we, Sunta?
No.
Right.
Drizzle voice.
Yeah, drizzle voice. Drizzle voice Templeton.
Oh, yes.
And later on, more showers.
That's right.
It's going to rain a lot.
A little bit more grimness.
That's it.
Here come the storms.
That's it. That's my girl. So far, we've discovered Daryl, who went to school with a guy called Ben Lever.
Yeah.
B. Lever. His nickname was Daydream.
Brilliant.
Lee's mate called Toast because it didn't matter where you were, he'd just pop up. And Jason, who, because he repeats himself continuously, is nicknamed Groundhog Jay.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Keep coming to 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
The other thing about Aussie radio, yeah, is whatever you're doing, they go,
yeah.
I know, there's competition in Australia. And they had people seeing how long they could be, they had to live in a dustbin.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they had people, you had to live in a wheelie bin.
That's right.
For like, and the person who lived there the longest got $2 million.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell your family.
Yeah. No, you couldn't
you
tell
anyone.
You
just had to stick it out.
And another one where they were just literally taking you to, you nominated someone to be kidnapped.
Right.
And
in a van.
And they were taken off to the outback in these outback sheds.
By a bunch of bikies.
And the last person whose family called in.
They're so relieved and they get a huge prize.
It's like no restrictions. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've seen the show Wolf Creek.
Right. Yeah. Horrible.
Right. What's Susan and Otley? Sorry, keep coming in, 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
Okay. ST, what do you got?
Susan in Otley says, we have a friend named Ian, right, who went skiing once 15 years ago. He's been known as Skiing ever since.
Nice. Nice.
Once.
No name on this one. Please sign your work. A big sigh. Would almost certainly have called you up.
Sure.
Until data protection prohibits his continued harassment of you. Uh-huh. What do you got there, Gaff?
From number ending 4070, he says, or she says, one of my drivers, Sean, repeatedly damages his van. He has quickly become known as Jean-Claude Van Damage.
No, Jean-Claude Van Damage. Awesome. Get this, he's Phil in Essex. We had a mate who always date intellectual women, despite not being very clever himself.
Yeah.
He earned the nickname Moth because he was always attracted to people who were brighter.
Moth.
That is clever. That is
that's,
the
that's
well
really good.
Out.
That's really good. That's really good.
It's not a sexy nickname, is it? No. Moth.
Where's the moth?
It just sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like there's a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
The Moth.
I used to know someone who's nicknamed Chopper. She's always hovering around minor royals. I used to know. Actually, he listens to the podcast quite interesting. So there we go. Right, keep coming in 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
Radio X.
This morning, I woke up early.
Yeah.
Because I was hungry.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I went downstairs and got a banana.
Right.
Yeah, I had a banana and a quick orange juice. Because I've heard, actually, if you eat fruit before everything else, that's really good.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to see the bit in your stomach there. It's like, imagine that's a boiler.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
What you want is things to burn straight away.
Okay.
What you don't want is any cue for the boiler.
Oh, I see, right.
So anything that cues now has time to turn to sugar.
Ah.
That's all it does.
Okay.
And then you end up taking in more sugar than you would have done.
Right, so anything starch, if it's there, it's sitting above loads of meat, that's just going to turn to that. That's no good for you.
Right.
If you're going to get carbs in again, get them through fast, because they're quite slow burning.
Right.
You don't want them sitting on top of another slow burning thing, like red meat.
Interesting.
Right, so if you're going to have any fruit, you've got to have it first.
Yes.
So I tend to wake up about 5, have like a large bowl just of raw broccoli.
Uh-huh. Do you cut it up at all? Or
I just eat it like a snack.
Right,
just
like an apple. Yeah.
I just fry it up with some brown sugar. Although,
that sounds delicious, though.
It is. If you are cooking anything, essentially a light dusting of brown sugar with some butter.
Always
never
works, yeah.
Never put kids off anything.
Never.
Anyway,
ever.
So I head back up to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 5:40.
Yeah.
I went to
That's
sleep.
Really early. Yeah,
I went to sleep just after we watched the last episode of The Bear last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God, Christ.
Haven't started it yet. Don't spoil it.
No,
don't spoil it.
God.
I haven't even started.
Don't.
No, I really want to see it. Everyone says it's brilliant.
It's like literally going to watch, like you know when you see on telly, they've got a theatre and there's actors going through their bits.
Yeah.
And they're going, that was great. That was a great scene.
Oh, no.
Because they want to be actors. A lot of it's like that. A lot of it's like that. You can imagine going, okay, break. Break from character.
First goes, positions, everyone.
Yeah, let's get back. It's really, it's just shocking. Oh. And it's been quiet. It's been not a bad series. Episode 7 was one of the best I've ever seen in television. Anyway, I go back up to bed.
Yeah.
And I eat my banana. Now, Vanessa hates bananas.
Mm, like I'm with her. With that.
Doesn't like the smell.
What, at all?
Same.
Yeah, she just hates the smell.
But they're so inoffensive.
No, they're horrendous.
It's not like kippers.
No, they're evil.
Her dad, when she was a kid.
Yeah.
If he wanted a banana, he used to have to go down the bottom of the garden.
You're kidding.
Bananas, right? How do you feel? You're
like
an errant monkey.
What?
Imagine
a
that.
Guilty banana use.
Yeah, you had to go out. Most people do that for smoking.
Did he buy them in packs of 10?
No, but my oldest son was the same with yogurts.
Yeah, my son hates the smell of yogurt. I can't go
yogurts.
Near him if I've eaten a yogurt.
Flavoured
yeah.
yogurts. Anyway, yeah. So I go back up and I'm starting eating it. And Vanessa goes mad. She goes, oh.
Why?
She goes, you know I'm scared of bananas in bed.
What? Is that a film?
I'm like, what? I'm scared
of
them. What am I going to do?
Phrase.
You know, I can't believe you're doing that. I go, what? You know I'm scared of bananas in bed. But I just started me thinking, like, X... plus Y, like bananas in bed.
Yeah, right.
Is then frightening.
Mm.
Is she not scared if the bananas are like in the lounge?
Not, but not as scared. No, right. Not scared. It's bed.
Yeah, it's more proximity, right. I think.
I guess it's things like baseball bat, back alleyway.
Right. Yeah,
terrifying.
Yeah,
scary. Right?
Yeah, sure.
It's X in Y equals terror.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, please, 83936. I'm just interested in some of your X in Y's equals Z.
X. This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
X plus Y equals Z.
Mm.
This is because I was eating a balloon in bed. Turns out for Vanessa...
Eating a banana. Sorry.
Eating a banana in bed. Sorry, I've just seen a balloon.
I wasn't
eating a balloon in bed. I'm eccentric. I just sat there eating a balloon.
I wouldn't advise
it. I was eating a helium balloon. And then
eating those balloons
and then,
again?
And then I whisper in everywhere, I go, I love you, darling. I'm getting that feeling.
To be fair, that would be terrifying
would be
if you were half asleep, yeah.
You're not having the mouthful. Anyway. So it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was a banana. So bed. Sorry, banana plus bed equals terror.
Yeah.
Someone else saying hairbrush in kitchen.
I get that.
Really?
Well, you don't like
yeah,
it?
Because the idea of all that of hair
being near food items. Yeah.
Man, I've got. I remember the case in point. Do you remember?
What?
I told you about it, Gav.
What?
Most unpleasant place in London.
What was it?
It was a Thai barber's.
Yeah.
Attached
oh,
to a...
There was also a...
There was also a Thai kitchen.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. It was just like people get there, people eating food. And
yeah.
You get, there was one door separating them, which in the summer they'd leave open. There's people sort of getting buzz cuts. You could see it.
Oh, you don't
lifting
need
Lifting up
it.
In
yeah.
the air and going, I'm thinking, you're yeah. nuts.
If I see a ray of sunshine coming through the window when I'm buzzing my hair, there's yeah. a cloud of
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, no, yeah. you could see that in the sunshine.
Yeah.
The place was in
oh,
Arts Court.
Man.
Next to Zafar. The 24-hour chemist, now only open till 2. London does not have a 24-hour chemist.
Oh, right. Oh.
It is alone amongst capital cities in that respect.
Oh.
That
you
is
know,
amazing,
you know
isn't
my
it?
Chemist obsession?
Mm,
yes. Sure.
I've had indigestion all over the world, and I've needed...
and your favourites are in Mexico, I believe.
Oh,
the old Mexican pharmacist.
The old Mexican pharmacist. Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
Is it just like the Wild West?
No need for doctors.
No need.
You just say,
doctors.
Oh, I'd like that, please. And some of that.
Si, señor.
Yeah. Si, señor. How many packets do you want?
Well, I can have as many as I want.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm surprised there's anyone awake at all on the flight home. Yeah. Right, here we go. What you got there? Suns.
Nathan of Wrexham says, quick pint in the pub, plus Friday evening equals angry partner.
Yeah, the hour of declaration, that is, isn't it? When you see people outside the pub.
Yeah.
And they've suddenly realised that now...
Is a, is they a deciding
could, they could go home.
And there'd be less fallback.
Yes, you see loads of people, men and women, on the phone to a partner, and they're having to say, or get round that bit, that now the after-work drink on a Friday is over.
No longer
Now you're into an evening's boozing.
What's happened there is that you're going to get... The next syndrome down the line is the night when no one's happy.
Right.
That sounds like a good film.
No, the night when no one's happy is simply this.
Yeah.
You go home now because you stay for that extra pint. So you end up getting home about 9:30.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're now cheesed off. And literally, wait till you walk in to walk out.
Right.
They've waited all that time. You're I'm just going to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're upstairs, cheesed off. You're downstairs. No one's really eating. You're thinking...
You're in no man's land.
Well, no one's happy now, are they?
Yeah, no one's happy. Yeah.
I'm now just sitting here, vaguely sober on my jack.
Quite fancying one more beer.
Well, why don't I just stay out? So never do that. If you're going to go either or, but don't ever do. Worst of both worlds, home at 9:10. That does no one any good.
Radio X.
You're not going to believe this. They've got rid of the Volvo estate. It's gone.
It seems like a... Well, it's an era that's over. It's gone. It really does. It's like a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. My favourite... Well, apart from the fact everyone likes the one from 1971, which was that two-door estate.
Yes, they look great.
A bit like the Saint had originally with Roger Moore, but that's the 1800 ES we're talking about there, which is a beaut. But the one I'd have any day, I wish I bought one, is a mustard-coloured 245 from 1974.
Okay.
I just love... That's the one that was...
With the big bumper out the front.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the one you mean. The more pointy one that had SIPS, side impact protection system.
The one that was slightly sort of rounded back door. It's just such a beautiful car.
A great dog owner's car, I believe.
It's a great antique dealer's car.
Sure.
Antique dealer's car. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's gone. But do you know what the good news is in the car world?
What?
And this is what Volvo might have done to improve sales.
Yeah.
Demand for Ferraris has increased. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're now offering cashmere interiors.
What?
With personalised paint jobs.
What?
And a stunning rise in wealthy customers are buying add-ons. Some drivers spending tens of thousands of pounds for extras. The big popular one at the moment is corduroy interiors.
Oh. Corduroy?
Corduroy interiors.
That
I quite like that.
That is not true. You've made that up.
It is.
You've made that up, haven't you?
Corduroy from the word. Asking for corduroy.
Corduroy, meaning cord of the king. It is an aristocrat amongst fabrics.
Sure.
Originally made as a sort of a very poor man's velvet corduroy.
Right.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I've seen it introduced recently into the sneaker world.
Corduroys, I know I've had some corduroy shoes before. But
it's quite
cashmere,
hard wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't think so. It goes bald.
Really?
Corduroy,
What, even a thick
away.
Cord, like an elephant cord?
No, they're even worse. The more jumbo it is, the more it's going to wear.
Is it really? So you want a slimmer profile.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you really want, like, in terms of the strike, you want about what's called a Warwick cord.
Okay, cool. I love that in a petrol blue.
I'm joking. cashmere and corduroy interiors and Kevlar carbon fibre trims have been popular, as well as people want more badges.
Right.
Right.
Do they?
Do people... Here's the question. If you own a Ferrari, do you get a cap? Or is that for people who don't own Ferraris?
Yeah, I'd love to know. A cap and maybe like a sports jacket or something. Yeah.
But do you own... If you've got a Ferrari, do you actually have it on the keyring? Or is that for people who haven't got Ferraris?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Good point.
Yeah. I've always assumed if I see someone in a Ferrari cap, that's someone who hasn't got a Ferrari.
Yeah. You have to assume that, haven't you?
It's safe to assume.
A lot of that at airports. You see a lot of middle-aged men wearing... Ferrari gear.
If a teenager has a Ferrari backpack, it's safe to assume he hasn't got one. But his dad definitely hasn't, right?
Yeah, definitely not.
Right, okay, that's clear. Mm. Okay, last up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Get this. The Maillard reaction is famous among chefs as the chemical process that makes roasted and baked foods delicious. Ooh. It is responsible for the tastiness of seared steaks and crispy golden veneer on the perfect roast potato.
Yeah.
Right.
A new study has suggested that if that wasn't enough to make it my two favourite things on earth.
Yeah.
It's also the reason that life is on this planet.
You're kidding.
The reaction discovered in 1912 by Louis-Camille Maillard, a French chemist, involves the combination of two types of molecule containing carbon, sugars and amino acids. In the kitchen, these are converted at hot temperatures into complex blend of larger, very tasty polymer particles. But new research suggests that the same reaction takes place within the chilly depths of the ocean, albeit at a very slow pace.
Yeah.
And it is that reaction of those two polymers there that actually creates life.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
So the crispy, delicious bits on food are the same thing that make the planets.
It creates the conditions that allows life to flourish. Right. They still don't know what life is.
Okay.
Make no mistake about it. Buried, it's the key to life on Earth. But remember, 96% of the universe is completely unknown, as are the origins of life and thought.
Oh.
And that's always important whenever you're reading any of these things to remind people. The sugars and amino acids found in the ocean mostly come from microscopic creatures. When they die, they sink to the seafloor, etc., etc.
Sure.
But that rose crispiness, that reaction between amino acids and sugars, that takes place on the ocean bed, and that provides a fertile growing place for something they don't know how it started, but it's sure but it must have started there, because why? Well, because roast potatoes and steak are delicious. So,
Johnny Vaughan,
Radio X.
Britain's triathlon team for the upcoming World Championships have been forced to abandon their open water training.
Why?
It's not safe to swim in the sea off the coast of Lancashire.
Oh.
Get in there! Honestly.
Is it sewage again?
Yeah,
is it the sewage issue?
I've done sea swims with triathlons, literally. Mm. The next day, my feet are literally made of pus. Yeah.
Wow.
Out of my ears has just been blood.
It's such a beautiful story.
No.
I'm not kidding. And you just swim on. You go on. You go through the barriers.
You swim through the pus.
It's just horrible.
You got to carry on. I put my trainers straight on and I ran another two marathons. I don't know what they're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, your skin's gone a funny colour, though.
I know it has done, but I'll just run on my stumps.
Sure. Run it off.
If I'll run it off like that.
Yeah, you literally run your feet off.
My feet grow back. It's just Adam Diver, 46-year-old former army captain from Fleetwood, Lancashire, and his teammates Richard Addison and Paul Bamber are preparing for next month's championship finals in Spain, but have had to stop training in the sea because of the amount of sewage. Come on, lads! And you've got to wonder how much they love this country.
Yeah, and, you know, it's army as well. I don't know if you get that with a Marine or a Navy.
I don't know about the Marines. The Marines, they're different. I don't even want to talk about them.
Sure.
They're not my favourite bunch of people.
Mm.
But I'll tell you something, if they've been paras, they go straight for it. Yeah. In fact, they enjoy it more. No, I'll tell you why, because as paras, they relish a challenge.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
They'd see that as just much more edgy. They would do. They would do. The paras would be like, at last. You want to see what they sling in the assault course water?
Well, if they look at the sea full of sewage, they think, let me at it.
Right.
That's their mindset.
At last.
Yeah. Finally a challenge.
Diver told The Guardian. He said, it's horrible, it's upsetting, you can smell it as well, especially on hot days, you can smell the sewage. What do you want? What do you want? Oh, nice Caribbean, nice blue waters.
It's not going to smell like roses, is it?
No, it's not going to smell of roses. What do you want? It's British sea, mate. It's what you're defending. Oh, I can't see my hand an inch below the surface. Oh, I want azure waters, crystal clear. Ooh, anyone can do that.
Now, you've got to take on the brown waters of the UK seacoasts.
This year, Diver became the first person to swim from the mainland to the Isle of Man, a feat he described as a suffer test that included jellyfish stings and a close encounter with dolphins. That's more like it.
Yeah.
But you know, I've done that swim, on the quiet. Obviously, we can't talk about it because you're doing defence stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're going from Scotland to the Isle of Man, you want to man up, do it from Liverpool.
Right.
Because when you're doing that one from Scotland, you just wait till the tide's out. You can literally walk most of the way. And the rest of the time, you're swimming with your tiptoes down and no one knows. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Most of it, you can feel shingle reassuringly there the whole way through.
Mm.
Honestly, they don't know they're born today.
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Gabby Logan said it's a shame there's not an award
for being
Gabby Logan.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a film, Being Gabby Logan.
Wow, what a movie that would be, yeah.
Basically, she said that there should be an award for best sports presenter of, sorry, best female sports presenter of a women's sports event taking place in Australia. And the thing is, if there's any awards technically for best presenter in all categories, she's going to take it. There's no one slicker. She hits every mark, every time. Live sport is not something people want to do. Mm. It's frightening,
It's
frightening.
She is just the best.
And she's great at it. Not just the studio bits, like back to the studio and a bit of a casual interview.
But even the filling and
maybe
the...
Maybe there's Pugach that's up there with her.
Uh-huh.
But really... different league. It's because obviously her background was gymnastics, and gym, they have to get it right, and she gets it right.
She's precise.
So she would get the award, but you don't ask for them, Gabs.
Mm. No, you don't bring it up.
I guess she's also sick of handing them out.
Yeah,
you know? Sure.
And that must annoy her. Okay, get this. Gav, he'd like recognition in the old friend, ex-cook turned co-host who plays guitar category.
Yep.
Right?
And has a cat.
And has a cat as well,
because then I can really see everyone
else. But if it's
going
to be has a cat, I think you can, because, fair enough. Yeah. The winner is Gav.
Sure.
Sunta has nominated herself for best pink-haired rocking vegan newsreader.
With a cat.
And working for a classic rock channel that's recently got 275,000 times the ratings it had last year.
Sure.
Even Big Size nodding. He's saying,
I think I've got a chance.
Big Size nodding. He's saying, fair enough. She should get that one.
I'm going to put a bet on.
Yeah. Yes, you should do, Gav. And then if we have an awards, you'll really win it.
Yeah.
So let's have the 4 till 7 Thang Niche Awards. Well, here they come. First up, ladies and gentlemen, is the award for the most diligent energy industry based listeners. To tell us about the nominations and the winner, ladies and gentlemen, Sunta Templeton.
Okay. The nominees are The Boys at Earlham Gas.
I wonder who's won this award for the most diligent energy based listeners.
This is fascinating, isn't it? Yeah.
Nominations, Earlham Gas. Who's going to take it, though?
And the winners are The Boys at Earlham Gas.
Oh, well, it's so well deserved. That will be such. Fantastic. Gav, we now come to... we've now got the listener with the lowest golf handicap, who is from Littlehampton. Gav, have a look at the nominees there.
And the nominees for lowest golf handicap and living in Littlehampton, we have Simon in Littlehampton.
Gav will just open the envelope now. It's quite tense. So this award for listener with the lowest golf handicap who comes from Littlehampton, that handicap is 3.6.
And the winner is Simon in Littlehampton.
Well, he nominated himself, and it turns out not without good reason. Absolutely splendid. Hands down.
Popular choice.
The judges praised him for being the only nominee in this category with a... who fulfilled the criteria that he... Gav, we now come to get the other envelope. We now come for best 40-year-old ex-Royal Marine who firmly believes he could still yomp 30 miles over Dartmoor in full fighting order, but in reality struggles with two flights of stairs. A keenly fought category. This is the best 40-year-old ex-Royal Marine who firmly believes he could still yomp. Gav, what are we going there?
Well, the bookmakers will be salivating here, Johnny.
They really will.
I can tell you now that the nominees are Dan in Plymouth.
Okay, Dan is the only nominee here for best 40-year-old Radio X listening ex-Royal Marine who firmly believes he can still yomp 30 miles over Dartmoor in full fighting order, but in reality struggles with two flights of stairs. It's going to be interesting to see who's won this, because Dan nominated himself and he'll be hoping he gets a...
And the winner is...
Who is it?
Dan in Plymouth.
Oh, that's a surprise, actually.
Unbelievable, yeah.
It's a shocker.
Unbelievable.
It's a bit of an upset, really.
I know.
Absolutely marvellous.
I know.
Absolutely incredible. We now come to the nomination for the best male in a bin taking out category on a Saturday morning in fair weather and foul. The only other person potentially in the running in that household where this award is specific does not participate. the very confident nominee is Russell in Glasgow. It's Russell in Glasgow. He's sorry.
Congratulations.
Remember, that only applies to one household.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
You can have your own awards for that. In fact, we might even make the rest of this specific for bins.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it. This inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap. He needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap.
Sing!
Been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Fixed.
Fixed, yeah.
But what haven't you fixed?
Yeah, I think that's correct, yeah.
Did you look at the hyphen and Gav on the script?
Sure, sure.
Just try and stick to that, all right, Gav?
Okay.
Rather than going off freestyle. If you'd like to have a go at... See, what was that?
Not my tempo. Not my tempo.
Yeah. Not my tempo. Double time. Swing. One, two, three, four, five.
Are you rushing? You're dragging?
If you'd like to have a go at singing the theme, send your efforts to Johnny at RadioX.co.uk. Sorry. Gav, why are you doing
sorry,
that?
Sorry.
I've just got rid of that obsession.
I know. Keep going. Keep going.
Not my tempo. Or you can open Global Player on your mobile and scroll down to the bottom of Radio X's station page. There you should see the WhatsApp icon. Tap that. You'll be taken straight to a WhatsApp chat with us where you can record your efforts and then send them straight to us instantaneously. We've got loads, but we need plenty. Gav's got plenty.
Plenty to go around.
Plenty for everyone. Plenty to go round.
Stop it.
My wife. She's got what it takes. Plenty. Fred's got plenty. Arthur. He's got plenty.
Stop it.
See, that's where they got the whole of the League of Gentlemen.
It must be, yeah.
Just that 80s British pork
advert.
It must be.
That and the kind of hammer. That's it.
It must
that's
be. It must have had a deep effect on them.
Hillary Briss.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA. This is Gav. He can't be arsed. This is Joseph. Joseph from Glasgow. What you got there, Suds? What are you doing? What are you dealing with?
Joseph says, one of the panels on my back fence came down in a recent heavy wind.
Have you covered that one up?
Instead of fixing the damaged posts and refitting the panel, I've just screwed it to the back of an old wooden bench and stuck them both in the gap. It sits up nicely if you weigh the bench down with some bricks.
And there's a bench there as well.
That's fantastic.
That's just genius.
Brilliant.
All fences should be made of bench.
That's right.
Right, okay. Gav, what you got?
Alex in Grimsby says, my car headlight switch stuck on 2 years ago. So it was stuck on.
Yeah, like a Volvo.
Yeah. He says, I have to, quote, fix it with pliers before and after every single nighttime journey.
Wow.
That's a
shag.
That's a shag.
Do you know what? When I was a kid, funny enough, the Volvo that's just been, Volvo States, that's it, they're not going to make them anymore.
Really?
But when I was a kid, my dad was just, he was like obsessed with the fact that Volvo headlights are always on as a safety feature.
Right.
I remember him asking someone, how come your headlights? They said, bloody hell. But I remember him telling everyone.
It's burning the bulbs out.
They're all on all the time.
Oh, yeah, you've got to go through a few bulbs like that.
It must be something to do with Scandinavian, you know, when they've got no light for a whole winter.
It's just easier to do it.
But
my dad was just obsessed with it. It's like at the moment, if I speak to him, if he's been watching cricket, he just talks about it. He goes, oh, John, I've been watching the cricket. I've gone, really? He goes, oh, the way they can spin that ball.
What?
I know.
He's just, never watched cricket before.
I know, but he's just obsessed with it.
Don't they always spin the ball?
Oh, no, but they spin it. Oh, God, I was showing Jen, that's his partner, the other day, about, I think, I bet she'd love that. The faster he talked about that, the quicker she went out to play golf, that's for sure. Okay, you ready for this? This is in Clare in Lewis.
Go on.
We've got a boot room with shelves in it, several shelves. Yeah. They're all overloaded with all sorts of rubbish. Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? Stick a shelf up. For a while, it's like, oh, wow, we got this bit of
storage.
Lebensraum. You know, we got a bit of...
It doesn't take long.
The speed at which... It's like Vanessa in our house.
Yeah.
I find a new place to treat as a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like a new place where I'm now going to put shirts that are waiting for the cleaners.
Yeah.
Or, you know... And before I know it, she's like, she crowns them.
With
like
further
loads
items.
Of items. I'm like, no, that's my bit.
That's my wardrobe.
Wherever I pick... It's like now, it's like I've ruled that now in, which is not the thing. It's temporary and I can't find it.
You can't keep track of anything.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. It's making me so tense. Honestly, I went to the chair in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
I was looking in there. Do you know what I found?
What?
Her Christmas jumper. Still what? Left there at the bottom of the pile.
Since Christmas?
Well, yeah, and underneath that's something I was looking for. That's how high the pile is.
That's outrageous. Wow. That's
ridiculous. Claire and Lewis, we've got a boot room with several shelves in it. Enough on shelves. They're overloaded with all sorts of rubbish. What shelves aren't?
Yeah.
For 4 months ago, one of the brackets under the top shelf broke.
Yeah.
Favourite words coming up. Are you ready? Rather than fix it. Clap it in, guys.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Claire, beautiful. Rather than fix it, I discovered that if I put my husband's old motorcycle helmet on the shelf below,
brilliant,
it props it up. Perfectly. That's all you need. I've even ended up placing quite heavy things on the broken shelf, meaning the helmet cannot be removed.
It's a permanent fixture, though. That's just genius.
I think that might be a solution, though, to the shelf I've just laden with albums.
What, put something underneath it?
But I've got an old crash helmet somewhere.
Nice.
And that might be exactly the right height. Right. Plus, actually, it's slightly domed, which means it will be almost adjustable just by wedging.
Yes.
Thanks, Claire.
Yeah.
If you've got any examples of DIY dodges or bodges, send us your Martin's Hot Tap to 83936, or you can email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Martin's Hot Tap. This is Jamie T. It's Sheila right here on Radio X. Thank you so much for those, Claire, Alex and Joseph.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. And if you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you.
Radio X.
This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.